Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call this Monday, March 4th, 2019, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. Want to welcome everybody, especially our guests and our guest speaker coming up here in a little while, our scout. But if everyone would please stand with me and say the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would bow with me, please. Precious and almighty loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today. And Lord, first off, we just ask that you would give Kevin and his family comfort as they go through their grief. Our hearts go out to him and their family. Lord, we just ask as we go through this meeting today that you be with us, and everything that we say and do here is would be pleasing to you and good for the county and good for our state. So Lord, just guide and direct us through this, and Lord, we'll just give you all the praise and the glory that's due your holy precious name. Amen.
Please be seated. But I do want to make a change the public meeting agenda. We will also have on the agenda resolution in regard to some outstanding debt to C. Palmer Die Casting, so we'll add that to the agenda right after the bid award recommendations. So with that addition, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. The agenda, amended agenda, is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or questions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve minutes.
And motion and a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. Just for everyone's information, it came up earlier. County Administrator Kevin Knoll's son-in-law passed away early this morning. That's why he is not with us today. So we'll get through the meeting in his absence and wish him certainly and his family the best. First item on the agenda is Resolution 2019-2, which is the tax sale, which will be set for Friday, May 17th at 10 o'clock. The resolution number 2019-2, resolution of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, a body politic and corporate governing body of Garrett County, for the purpose of setting the date and time of tax sale under 14-808 of the tax property article of the Annotated Code of Maryland. Whereas the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, in accordance with the provisions of the Act, the Board does hereby set the date and time of the county tax sale to be held on Friday, May 17th, 2019, at 10 o'clock at the Garrett County Commissioners Public Meeting Room, 203 South 4th Street, Room 209, Courthouse, Oakland, Maryland, 21550. Questions, comments about the resolution and the tax sale date and time? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 2019-2?
Motion to approve that.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carries. So once again, tax sale Friday, May 17th at 10 o'clock here. Next item on the agenda is Garrett County Purchasing Department. Brian, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have one bid award for your consideration today. This is purchase and installation of carpet at the health center, second floor, looking to replace about 1,000 square yards of carpet there. The county accepted bids back on February 21st. We did get a total of two bids. I provided the bid tabulation to you previously. The recommendation is to award the bid to Success Floor Covering of Oakland, bid price $46,704.30, approximately 20 days, calendar days, to complete that job. There is an allocation in the budget, the current fiscal year budget, of $55,000 to cover this project. Any questions?
Questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the recommendation of purchasing for bid number 19-0221 to Success Flooring for $46,704.30?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, the next item on the agenda is the amended piece, which is Resolution 2019-3 in relation to C. Palmer die casting. And the request to forgive outstanding indebtedness of $160,972. Jim, do you want to make any comments on that? You've worked on
this. Yeah, let me talk about this one a little bit because and we can provide you some more information, but I was approached by the owner of C. Palmer Diecast. I think it was December 4th I met with him at his request. I met with him because I had history with him in that I was a director of economic development when he moved to the county and bought the old Buckman Optical building. And he's talked about, you know, several things. One of the things he is having problems finding employees like lots of other people. And he has invested in new equipment and some mechanization and automation to increase productivity, try to compensate for, you know, being able to find more employees. His business is up. He could do more. And he approached us about the idea for giving a balance on his loan. He bought the building from the county in 2000. And he bought it at a purchase price of $675,000. And we charged him a 7% interest rate. To date, he's paid $1,078,054. So the county, he's paid the county $403,054 in interest. In addition to that, he's been paying real estate taxes at $12,000 a year, approximately. And that's a total of about $216,000 since he bought the building. He has a payroll of about $1.3 million. Payroll is roughly $20 million since the time that he's been here. He's currently employing about 40 people. I brought this back and we discussed this with the commissioners, and we decided, based on his contributions to the economy, what he's already paid on the building, the fact that he's been a good employer, that he wants to buy some more machinery, some more equipment to further expand his business, we decided to grant his request and to forgive the current balance, which was $160,972. So that's what this is all about. We have to have a formal resolution to do that.
Okay, so resolution number 2019-3. Now therefore be it resolved, Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, as follows. The Chairman of the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, being is hereby authorized to execute any and all documents as may be necessary or required in conjunction with transfer of property to C. Palmer. County hereby agrees to forego and forgive the outstanding indebtedness in consideration of significant contributions that C. Palmer has made to the local economy and to the commitment that C. Palmer has made to continue to make investments in equipment technology in the community. The resolution shall be effective upon its adoption, adopted this fourth day of March 2018 by the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, by its Chairman Paul C. Edwards, and tested by Kevin G. Nall, County Administrator. Questions on the resolution 2019-3? To forgive $160,972 C. Palmer Diecast.
The one thing I didn't mention that I should have is he's identified some equipment that will cost about $150,000 that he wants to put in to increase production productivity.
Good. Any other questions or comments?
Can we have questions from the floor?
No. All right, hearing none, we have a motion to approve resolution number 2019-3.
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the next, that concludes the business agenda. The next meeting is March 19th. Here, I do want to make an announcement. It's set, it's been put out that the Board of Education budget presentation will be that day. We're going to try to work with them and change that date due to some scheduling conflicts here. So we'll get something out on that if we're able to do that. Anything else on the agenda? All right. Any questions, comments? Yes, ma'am.
So what building did C. Palmer buy?
It used to be called the Buckman Optical Building, B-U-C-H-M-A-N-N. They were kind of a feeder company to Bosch and Lomb.
Oh, okay.
They did stuff that they provided to Bosch and Lomb. It's at the Southern Garrett Industrial Park.
Okay, thank you.
It's now called C. Palmer Die Casting, Inc.
Well, what do they do?
They make, I'm sure he'd be happy to give you a quick tour of the place, but they make all kinds of odds and ends, like for things like the caps that go on top of chain link fence post. They make things by the hundredth, by the thousands.
Like mechanical stuff and little stuff.
Yeah, little stuff.
I remember when they first came here, it was very interesting. Yeah. This presentation was interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very unique operation.
Yeah, it is. And we've had absolutely no issues with him in terms of making his payments on time, or I don't recall any complaints from employees. Or it's not easy work. I mean, it's kind of dirty and noisy and dusty in the back. But he's made one addition to the building, I think. I'm sure he'd be happy to show you around, or it wouldn't take long to do it. So,
Jim, did you have a question?
I had a question about in administrative session. You were talking about the 2019 legislative requests, and I'm just wondering how things are up to this point. Are you glad, mad, sad about how things are going with some of the things you'd like to see done in Annapolis?
Well, to directly address your question, that particular piece was specific to a request that we had made for the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
With Kevin not being here, we didn't really get into too much of a conversation because he put that on the agenda to apprise us of what was going on, and then with him not being there, so we didn't get into that.
Very generic in wording there. So
yeah. But that piece on that particular agenda was specific to that request.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I do want to point out, though, that this time of year, while they're in session, I'm our representative to the Maryland Association of Counties.
Right.
So we have a legislative committee that meets every Wednesday morning in Annapolis to review. There are actually three subcommittees. We review a proposed legislation that has an interest or an impact. Not typically on any one specific county, but on counties in general. And that organization has been pretty effective in representing our position on different issues. There are a lot of things, obviously, that there's a lot of this one-size-fits-all things. For example, there's a bill in now on has to do with reforestation. And they've changed the definition of what it means. It used to be that it was considered a forest if you had a canopy. In other words, it was a tree there, a tree here, and a tree over there. They've changed the definition now to where it's like we would think of a forest. And they want to maintain 40% of the state in forest, which has an impact on us because a big percentage of the forest statewide is already here. I can share with you the package that I bring back when I come back from down there Wednesday, and but it might be interesting reading for you to see what kind of position MACO has taken on specific bills, but it's worth the trip down there. We most recently testified in support of, you know, last year the state passed a bill that they created something called the Maryland Community College Promise Program that provides tuition assistance to kids that are graduating from high school that want to go to a Maryland community college. But the way they structured it is it requires students, if you have an existing program at the local level in the county, the way it's structured right now, the state requires you to use the local money before you can get to the state money, which we think is bass ackwards.
That's what you talked about with George and Wendell before.
Yeah.
So I was just,
and we did testify before the Environmental Health and Education Health and Environment Committee, and they were very receptive to our idea to make the local scholarship money as the last dollar in. So that's a good example of where
Right. Being
there made a difference.
Right. Yeah. It should have been a no-brainer anyway.
Well, I kind of said that when I testified. That probably wasn't the right. Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Hearing nothing then, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.